This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Good morning and welcome to our first live stream. It's our first live stream! The Seattle Unity Sunday Service is really happening right now. It's really November 1st at 10 a.m. and I'm so incredibly excited to be here. Here in Metropolis at our real venue space with its own COVID captain so that we are doing a socially distanced and safe skeleton crew service for you to watch at home. And like I said, it is incredibly exciting for me. I'm Erin McGaughan, and you probably know me. And if you know me, you're already up and out of your chair, and you've got stuff moved out of the way so that you can move along with the sing-along that we're going to do together. We're going to sing together. We're going to move together. Oh, my God. And it's called This Is the Day because this really is the day. And I'll sing it through the first time, but if you already know it, jump in at home. Please sing loud, and please sing off-key, and please move. Mm-hmm. This is the day, this is the day, this is the brand new day my Lord has made, and I call it good. I call it good, 'cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. Join us. Hey, Olivia, jump in. This is the day. This is the day. This is the brand new day my Lord has made, and I call it good. I call it good. 'Cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. Let's do This Is the Hour. This is the hour, this is the hour, this is the brand new hour my Lord has made, and I call it good, 'cause it's daylight savings especially, I call it good, 'cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. Let's do This Is the Moment. This is the moment. This is the moment, this is the brand new moment my Lord has made, and I call it good, yeah, yeah, I call it good, 'cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. Let's move into prayer.
And so we take that time right now to turn our attention within as we call forth the goodness in the universe. So I invite you to join with me in our opening statement, which is, there is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence.
All right, this is the point in the service where I would say, hey, swap in your own thing. Like, this is the coffee, or this is the, I don't know, this is the virus. No, it's too hard. Don't do it. Uh-uh. Don't do it.
Nope.
This is the, or maybe do. I don't know. How advanced are you as a New Thought student? This is the, but what you put in, whatever you want. And I'm going to put in, this is the challenge, because I'm sure there's a challenge awaiting me today. And this is a really awesome challenge that we're having an awesome time this morning here in live stream playing with chords. So whatever it is you're playing with, use this moment to swap in your own word or say challenge with us. A one, two.
This is the challenge. This is the challenge. This is the brand new challenge my Lord has made. And I call it good, 'cause it's good, yes. I call it good, 'cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is.
Now let's do the other one, because I call it blessing. This is the blessing. Because whatever that challenge was, it's a blessing. All right. Here we go. A one, two.
This is the blessing. This is the blessing. is the brand new blessing my Lord has made, and I call it good.
You're good.
I call it good.
So are you.
'Cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is.
And one more, this is the day.
One, two. Oh, this is the day, yeah. This is the day. This is the brand new day my Lord has made, and I call it good, 'cause it's good, oh yeah. I call it good. 'Cause if the Lord has made it, I call it good, and so it is. And so it is. And so it is.
Point out something, say, so it is.
So it is. And so it is. And so it is.
Last one.
And so it is.
And this is the day. So welcome and thank you for joining us on our first live stream here at Metropolis. So as we begin the service today, I just want to share with you that next week we're going to be blessing our building, the kickoff of the construction. So we invite you to join us at 1 o'clock at the building site next week for that. So now I'd like for us to share our mission statement together, and you will see that on your screen. We are a welcoming spiritual community, thriving in the heart of Seattle, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. And we hold this in our hearts, and we know this truth to be so. Amen. And now we have more announcements.
Sing praise. Sing praise.
Try that.
Sing praise.
Good morning, Seattle Unity, and welcome to this live stream service. My name is Gail Crumpton, and for those of you who don't know, I am a prayer chaplain here at Seattle Unity. And I don't know about you, but we are living in some unprecedented times. And every day I get up, I honestly don't know what day it is. You know, one day just kind of moves into the next day. And I wake up sometimes and I feel just depleted and just run down. But I want you to know that here at Seattle Unity, this ministry is providing different ways to connect with this congregation and with the community. So we have a daily prayer booth that is hosted by the chaplains, and it's every day. And so if you need a spiritual boost to get jump started on your day or even in the afternoon, we offer this service to you. Just dial in. It's Monday through Friday. Every day we have a daily prayer boost. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, it's at 8 o'clock in the morning. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's at noon. What we do is we have, it's 15 minutes. It's an invocation, a reading from the daily word or from the chaplain's favorite daily reading, 5-minute meditation, prayers, and a closing. And so I invite you to come, participate, get renewed, get refreshed, get energized, and spiritually uplifted. And so I welcome, and I welcome you to come and join us. Thank you. Our reading this morning is Invocation of American Spirit. It is an excerpt from a poem written by one of our own congregants, Marcia Rutan. Oh, mothers and fathers of this great country, help us lay down our sword and pick up our hearts for this beautiful nation. Guard us against civil war and corruption. Plant in us seeds of compassion, strong and enduring in shifting tides and winds. Spark alive again in us the dream of America as free and healthy, liberated and resourceful, dedicated to fulfilling our constitutional commitment to include all people, whatever creed, race, gender, religion, or political party. Help us release our fear of each other, our arrogance and opinionated rigidity. Teach us to listen and learn to trust. The sturdy spirit of this union of states, bound together to emancipate all from persecution, inequality, and tyranny. Restore our humility, our plowshares, and community woven from the tapestry of history that we might mature as a nation, leading through principles of benevolence, integrity, and the power that springs from devotion and service. In love we trust. So it is.
We're coming in towards a time of meditation. So now's a great moment to sit upright but at ease in your chair with both feet on the floor. In today's meditation, we'll get to once again chant into about 3 minutes of silence. So Olivia is going to sing, I Send My Love. Those of you who want to do, there's a movement prayer that goes with this. And I'll do pieces of that. But you can also close your eyes and prepare for that 3 minutes of silence as well.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns to I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and peace over the sea. to me. I will praise God before the miracle. I'll praise God, and I'll thank God for whatever is yet to be. Of me. yeah. And I may not reach the mountaintop that I can see in my mind, but I will praise God and let God work in me.
Good morning once again. So this is our first live stream, as we have said, and so it feels kind of good for me to be out from behind my bookcase and actually around people. I've been around hardly anybody over the last how many months, I'm sure, as you have been in the same situation. So thank you for joining us. So today is All Saints Day. Yesterday was Halloween or Samhain, and today and tomorrow is the Dia de Muerte, the Day of the Dead. It's interesting that all of these holidays fall around the same time, October 31st, November 1st. And when I was looking at what do all of these holidays have in common, I think what it is that it acknowledges that the veil between the two worlds is very thin right now. So it's a time to celebrate and ask for guidance from our ancestors, from our teachers and our mentors who may have made their transitions. It's a time to acknowledge our loved ones who have crossed over to the other side. And not in a solemn way, not in like a real serious, sad way, but in more of a celebratory, let's kind of have fun with this way. And that's kind of what these holidays teach us. So when we look at the, you know, like the history of Halloween, right? I mean, the belief was in the British Isles was that the dead would leave their graves and they would try to get back into their house. So people would have bonfires in town so that the ghosts would be led there, which is the exact opposite of Dia de Muerte, because there everybody goes to the graves and they bring food and they celebrate. So in the British version, you know, they're trying to keep the ghosts from going to the house by distracting them and sending them to the bonfire. But, you know, in Mexico, it's like, well, let's just meet them and go to the graveyard. So it's interesting to see how the different cultures celebrate this turning of the seasons. And then All Saints Day is the celebration of all saints who have ever lived. So it's a way to catch the ones who don't have a special feast day. So we've also turned back our clocks. And this is the time of year when we begin to focus our energy within. There's no more walks until 9 or 10 p.m. In fact, there's probably no walks at 5 o'clock p.m. And in Seattle, I know this is the time of year when I need to be really careful when I'm driving, because people, we seem to all wear black in Seattle. And then you have the rain and you have the dark, and it's hard to see. So there's just this, we're really entering into that place right now. So there's no light, if you will, to distract us. And so it becomes then an opportunity for us to face our shadows, to look at the things that we would normally ignore or even keep hidden. So in some ways, it is as if we are living in the twilight zone. And I mean that especially in the Northwest, because sometimes it feels like we're constantly in the twilight, right? It's like dusk when we get up. You know, there are some days where I keep the lights on in my house all day because it never really gets fully bright. However, we've also entered into another kind of twilight zone, not just the twilight of the light, but the twilight zone that was referred to and written about in a TV show by Rod Serling. You'll recognize this opening. You unlock this door with the key of imagination, and beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the twilight zone. Well, I think we have certainly been in the twilight zone in 2020. We have COVID, we have unemployment, we have racism, injustice, division, protests, increases in violence, fires, hurricanes, murder hornets, and unrest, not just in the United States, but I'm seeing unrest in the world. And I think that as we are kind of in this twilight zone-y period, we need to ask ourselves what's really going on, like what's underneath it, because as we enter into this time of shadow, this time of long nights and darkness, it's like, what is really being called for? What is being triggered in us that needs to be healed? Because everyone seems to be bringing a lot of emotions into everything that is going on. So I think it becomes an opportunity, since we are in the shadow place, in the dark place, I think it becomes an opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what are my unhealed wounds? And can I take this time to explore them? Can I bring that shadow up from the dark into the light so that I can see it and heal it? So I think that there is this great call for healing that is happening not only in our world, but in all of the world. So part of that twilight zone opening was, we are also in the land of shadow and substance, of things and ideas. I truly believe that we're living in a place right now where the old era is ending and a new era is beginning. And so what's being called for us to shift our consciousness from a material realm into a more spiritual realm, or ideas, love, and compassion. And so we're not fully entered into this new way of being, this new world. And I think what's happening is we're experiencing the birth pangs as we enter into this new world. So we're kind of in this liminal place, and it's very uncomfortable, right? It's like, this is just very uncomfortable, and people, as I said, are upset. But we are in the middle of this shift that is now taking place, because we're taking down old structures that no longer serve the whole, so that we may rebuild a world that works for all. The old way of being is dying, yet the new has not fully formed. So we find ourselves in this in-between, and we don't know what's next, right? And so there's a lot of fear, particularly around the election and the stress of the election that's happening in the next 2 days. So depending on who you talk to, we don't know who the winner is going to be, right? I mean, it kind of, anyway, we learned a lot from 2016, so we're being reasonable here. And there's predictions of unrest in our cities across the country, because both sides feel so strongly about either their candidate or their position. And so we're entering into a very stressful, we've been in a stressful time, but we're entering into this very stressful experience over the next few days and over the next week. So how do you take care of yourself? What do you do? How can you be a healing presence as we move into this? And, you know, it sounds simple, but number one, we have to breathe. We just have to stop and take a deep breath. And so maybe that means limiting how much you're watching the news. Maybe it means going out and taking a walk and then coming back. And since the veil is thin between these two worlds, call upon the wisdom of your ancestors. Ask yourself, who are my teachers and mentors? What are the teachings that we can lean on right now? Because it's so easy to give in to the fear and then to add to the rest of the fear that happens to be in the world right now. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, we read, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control." So this scripture, I think, is really important for everybody right now. When you find yourself like kind of veering off into wondering what's going to happen if things don't go the way you think they should go, right, is to stop and know that we have been given a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of calm and self-control. The other part of the Twilight Zone line is, "You unlock this door with the key of imagination." So let us use our imaginations for good. Again, I believe we're in a shift away from the material to the spiritual. So if we just look at it on an individual basis, let us ask ourselves, so what can I let go of? What is it that I no longer need? What is it that is a burden to me that I can release? Because even a small portion of what you can do can help to heal us all. You can affect the change. I think another practice that we should be looking at right now is the practice of forgiveness. And you know, forgiveness, I don't believe happens just like that, although maybe for some people it does. It doesn't work that way for me. And I've always related to the story of Joseph in the Old Testament, because he was sold into slavery by his brothers. And he ended up being what is called like the governor of Egypt. And he ended up actually saving not just his brothers, but saving the 12 tribes of Israel and saving the people of Israel by being able to take care of them when there was a great famine. His brothers came to the palace where he was in charge, and they didn't recognize him because he was just a kid when they sold him into slavery. Now, when we think about spirituality, we might think, oh, Joseph saw his brothers and, you know, magnanimously forgave them. But instead, he kind of tricked him a little bit. You know, he had a golden cup, and he put it in their saddlebag so that when they went back home, it looked as if they had stolen it. And he sent the guards after them to arrest them and bring them back. And of course, they were terrified, and, you know, and so it took him a while. So in my mind, it's almost like sometimes forgiveness is an onion, right? And so you peel off one layer, and then maybe there's another layer, and maybe there's another one after that. But the thing is, when we start to take a step in that direction, I think that the spirit of love meets us more than halfway. So who is it that you need to forgive? Who is it that you need to let go of? And I know that, you know, we're kind of looking at the bigger picture of the whole election, but let's take it down to a personal level and ask yourself, who do I need to forgive? There's a technique that Hypatia Hasbrook wrote in her book, The Handbook of Positive Prayer. And she said, write a letter to the person and ask the Christ in you, the Spirit of God in you, to forgive the Christ in them. And I have practiced this technique. And what I like about it is it sort of takes me out of my personal small self, and it puts me into my, you know, larger self. So, but what I'm saying is, I think that's what's happening in the world with the unrest, with everybody's emotions just flaming, if you will, is each one of us has to stop and do our inner work. Even if you're the most peaceful person you feel like on the planet, every single one of us has a step that we can take. Every single one of us has someone that we can forgive. Every single one of us has inner work that we have to do. And this is the time as we turn from the light into the darkness, because whatever small steps you take can affect the whole. So we use the darkness to face the shadow. And I believe that that also is happening as a country, that we have to stop and look at our shadows. And it wouldn't be Halloween without a little magic. Sally Taylor said that the magician is a powerful and important archetype within us all. What you and I mean when we say the Christ is the ultimate expression of the magician. So use that inner magician. So as we close, I want to call on our teachers. I want to call on that spirit of Christ within us. I want to call on all the saints and masters. So I invite you to breathe this in. Perfect love. Thy light is flowing through Christ, through the saints of all religions, through the masters of India, and through me. This divine light is present in all that I say and do. This divine light brings peace in all beings. It permeates all nations and heals our election process. Part of this prayer was written by Yogananda. And I'm going to say it again. Perfect divine love. Thy light is flowing through Christ, through the saints of all religions, through the masters of India, and through me. This divine light is present in all that I say and do. This divine light brings peace to all beings, permeates all nations, and heals our election process. And it is for this awareness and in the name and through the power of the living Spirit of Truth that we say thank you and amen.
So God is smiling on us today, every moment of this day. And I'm Gail, and I invite you to join me in practicing the law of giving and receiving through our generosity. I also invite you to, not just in this moment, but in every moment of the day, practice the law of giving, receiving. Raise your consciousness to giving and receiving in every moment of your day. And you know, this live streaming here that's going on right here today, and this is awesome. This, the energy is just amazing. And I'm sure you could feel that energy as you're watching this, but it is not possible without your continued support and contributions. And I just want to thank you right now for you just pouring your love and your energy and your time, your talent, your money into this ministry. And with that, I want to say you can give by text using the number on the screen or donate through our website at seattleunity.org. And while you're on the website, check out the easy reoccurring donation feature too. So now I want you to take a breath in, hold your gift in your heart, in your mind, with the intention that you have raised your level of consciousness to giving and to receive. And you say, and say with me our offering prayer. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness, and I receive with gratitude. And take that in and breathe it in and breathe it out. Breathing in, knowing the I am, and breathe out, know that I am the source. I am the source. There is no separation between you and that which is the divine. So when, let's breathe this in and bless these offerings, and we dedicate and consecrate these gifts to the will, the work, and the way of the living spirit of truth. And may each gift return to the giver a millionfold. And so it is. Amen.
Let's sing this again. God has.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. She has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. She's been good to me.
And so thank you for joining us today, and please join me as we affirm our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And that's the truth.
And now join us for a closing song. This would be where we would stand and hold hands. So imagine the person that you're holding hands with. I'm going to imagine I'm holding hands with Gail Crupton. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And Nick and Karen R. and the amazing Phil, our new live stream genius, who's just incredible. And Karen Lindvik, absolutely. Olivia, David, and I'm Erin. I also want to say thank you to Marcia Rattan, whose poem will appear on Facebook and on our website in its entirety. It is a longer poem, if you want to look at more at that. And this live stream should be available online very shortly for those of you who are just catching up with us. Thank you again. We're going to sing Wherever I Am. Here we go. Wherever I am, God is. Wherever you are, God is. Wherever we are, God is.
Enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. Shine.